Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But our day's always better when yes, we're graced by the presence of Andy Bassett. You know him as the Executive Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer for Travelers, one of the moving forces behind making Travelers Championship as popular event as there is on the PGA Tour. But he comes to us now to talk about another one of the loves of his life, and that's JDRF. Good morning.
Thanks, Joe. Good morning.
Good to have you with us here. The One Walk coming up a couple of weeks, Sunday, September 22nd at the Wren. And Travelers has been such a great supporter of this event.
Yeah, you know, JDRF, Team Travelers, has been so involved in this for over 14 years, and the amount of money we raise is spectacular. But this year, we've got 11 teams walking, which is special to us. And like all of us who get involved with JDRF, we have family members and friends who are involved with type 1 diabetes.
Right.
And, you know, this year, our goal is to raise $130,000 because that'll push us over $1 million in total.
Yeah, wow. You're at 872,749.
Yeah, 749. I wonder if that's accurate, but
you're a numbers guy. You should know if that's accurate or not.
The 872 is right. But yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a great time. You know, we raised a lot of money,
and
we're really
fun.
Proud to get to $1 million.
Yeah, and it's fun. Last year was the first year I had a chance to be there, and it's just a good time. And we had awful weather last year. Remember how?
Yeah, it was really bad.
What's
it like?
It was miserable. It was cold. It was wet. It was
wonderful.
Rainy.
It was rainy, kind of drizzly the whole time. It was not a lot of fun, but it was good for good cause.
Okay, now if I'm not on a team, what do I do? How do I get money to you?
You know, there's a lot of ways to give to JDRF, and you can go to the website of JDRF and contribute in a lot of different
ways. Okay, you can do it that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But then, Ray, if you want to come out and walk with Joe and I mean, it's a really helpful.
Oh, we can do that?
I don't know. Anybody see Joe's the MC. I don't know if anybody said. Although
you could.
Someone who you know is going to walk with Danielle, so I think I may be roped into.
Oh, really?
I'd be roped into walking.
I thought I was sent here to recruit you. Oh, really? Oh, no. Okay, good.
I think Beth's already done that.
I think so.
But that's
fine.
You, as you said, you have a personal connection with JDRF, your son Chris, as I do, suffer from type 1 diabetes. And it's once you get involved, I've said this for a long time, and I know you espouse this even more than I do. Once you get involved with JDRF, however you get involved with it, you can't get, it's the Hotel California.
You can
get in, but you can never leave. Nor do you want to.
No, you don't. I mean, the work that the doctors do, the research that they do, the JDRF funds nationally is just really remarkable. I mean, the quality of the doctors, the quality of the research is so important. And, you know, when you live with type 1 diabetes, Joe, as you do and as my son, as Chris does, you learn quickly that it's challenging and dangerous disease.
For the parents and for the kids.
Yeah, for everybody. I mean, when Chris first went to college, I never forget the first year. We didn't sleep. I mean, because you go low in the middle of the night, and you know, high is one thing, but low is just can be really
low.
Really
I think
bad.
Is even scarier.
I think it is. It is to us. It's
to me,
it is to
yeah.
the parents. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens if you go low?
You get a little wobbly. You become lightheaded.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to take some form of sugar immediately, be it orange juice or candy or something like that. Yeah. If you get down, like I've had blood sugars as low as 4. Not recently because I'm doing a much better job regularly.
Yes, you are.
Right.
But and losing the weight has helped. Compass fat loss, but when you get down around 40, you're a little, you know.
Are you comatose?
No, but and I've never, knock on wood, I've never gone into a diabetic coma.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
Knock on wood. I agree,
Joe. Yeah, exactly.
But but you can work like Chris. Chris just started his first year at medical school at UConn, right?
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. He went and got his master's degree at George Washington for a year just to make sure that his levels were stable, and now he started. And I think he'll be a terrific doctor because
I'm sure he will be.
He can he knows what the patients live with because right. he lives with it.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be very interesting to watch him grow over the coming years. It's in school.
Oh, he'll be great. Now, the checkout, check-in the day of the event is at 9:30 at the Rent. The start is at 11 o'clock. There's music, there's kids' activities, there's food, healthy food, and much
and more. A lot of teams.
And it's great. Like you yeah. said, Travelers has, what'd you have, 13, 14 teams, something yes. like yeah. that, 11 teams, something like that. Yep. And they're already on the website, you can see teams are contributing. Go to walk.jdrf.org. And, you know, the thing about the activities that JDRF does, and there's the Promise Ball, and there's the Brew for the Cure,
yeah.
and there's the walk. There's right. so many of the activities are great for growing the JDRF family. You meet yeah. people right. who you might not otherwise meet, and it's right. it's one big community because you're all suffering from the same affliction.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it does keep growing, and it's to me it's remarkable about how many of my friends and business associates, you start talking about type 1 diabetes, and they said, oh, my cousin has type 1.
Exactly.
I mean, it's more prevalent out there than anybody thinks.
Right.
And to have an organization like this that's so focused on research, because we all want to find a cure,
yes.
right? We want to make sure that our children and our children's children and generations to come are able to live a normal life and not be as good as technology is, not be right, dependent right. on the pump and continuous glucose monitors and all the equipment that you have to have when you have type 1 diabetes. But that's why I think the walk is so terrific. It's a right. fun day.
Yeah.
We raise a lot of money for JDRF research.
Good.
The exercise is good. Yeah, when Joe and I walked, we were a little slow, but we were
that's
good.
Right. No, that's all right. You're doing
that's
it.
That's fine.
Okay?
Slow is good. You know, with the tortoise and the hare, the tortoise always catches the hare one way or the other. And you know, the other thing about diabetes, too, and I was thinking about that this when I saw you were going to come in.
Yeah.
You know, in the mid-70s, when Bobby Clark of the Philadelphia Flyers announced he was diabetic, that was the first time any athlete, professional or college, because there was a great fear that athletes would bottom out and that's 45 years ago. And
good
now
God.
You've got a lot of athletes suffer from diabetes.
Yeah.
And it's that way in the general work community as well. They've come so far in that period of time just to get diabetes out in the public.
Yeah. And to expand the lifespan.
Yeah.
Because the treatments
Absolutely.
Are actually keeping people alive
oh,
longer.
No question.
Yeah. I mean, when you look and you go back into the history of type 1 diabetes, and you go to, like the Joslin Clinic up in Boston is very
right,
good, and they
right.
have a great little museum. And you look at how the devices were back in the 40s and 30s.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I want to know.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you look at it, and you say to yourself, how could anybody survive with that? I mean, forget about living a quality life. But they did, and a lot of those people have lived very long lives because of the treatments that were given, even in the 30s, 40s, and now in 2019.
Okay. Yeah. Once again, it's the JDRF One Walk Greater Hartford, Sunday, September 22nd, Pratt & Whitney Stadium at Rentschler Field in East
nice
Hartford.
Day.
Check in, what are you, the long-range weather forecast?
Yeah.
Check in at 9:30, starts
I'm
at 11 a.m., music, kids' activities, food, much more, and it goes to an amazing cause. Go to walk.jdrf.org, and Andy Bissett is as good a friend as JDRF has.
Yes. Well, so. You, the time you take, Joe, for what you do for JDRF is very much appreciated by all of us at JDRF.
I appreciate
that. And Ray, your support as well. I mean, you know what? We can't do this alone. And like I say with the Travelers Championship, you know, we can have the best golfers in the world.
Yep.
And unless somebody's there to tell the story,
yeah,
nobody's going to know there's anything there.
Exactly.
And so we need your help.
Well, thank
we need
you.
Everybody's help.
That's nice of you to say that about us. We appreciate it. We'll see you on the 22nd, if not before.
See you on the 22nd.
Thank you.
That was going to be great.
Fabulous Lindsay LeFemina from JDRF. Even though Daniel Cohen blew us off.
That's okay.
Missed your term or didn't show up. Lindsay came. Lindsay got here. Danielle, if you're listening, we missed it.
Sorry.
Yeah. And by the way, the walk is 1.5 miles, so don't think you have to walk.
Oh, it's not a huge
26 miles.
Okay.
So.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.